Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is a lovely Monday afternoon. No, it is a little bit cooler than it was last week. A little bit of sunshine peeking through. I'll take it. Mentioned to you that one of Heidi's friends over in England, dealing with the first day today that they're not in their COVID lockdown, right? It's been a year plus. And he said, you know what? Everything is jammed. Oh my God. The stores are jammed. The highways are packed. Everybody is just so done with the lockdown stuff that they are out and about. And I think that's going to be great for the economy as we all start getting back to the real world. Where did I go the other day? Oh, I know where it was. Heidi and I went out down to the West End. We did our week, not every other week. We go every other week to Tom Leonard's Farmer's Market. Best place ever, by the way. Just love those guys. But you know, we both commented that traffic seemed heavier. There were more people in parking lots. It was a little more difficult, I would think, for some to get parking spots. And while that can be a real pain, at this point, I think that's actually a good thing. Our friend Carl Carlson from Carlson Financial doing a little traveling himself, and I think seeing similar things. Carl, appreciate you being here.
Hey, great to be here, Jeff. I am standing here in the lobby of Trump Tower on Wall Street.
Wow. That's nice stuff. Good. That's Now, all right, but before we go into anything else, how did you get in there?
I'll never tell.
All right. Well, I just wanted to check. That's all. Okay. Now that we've established the fact that you are standing inside Trump Tower, what are you seeing as you are traveling in New York City?
So over the weekend, my wife and I went to Central Park, and people all over the place out there to picnics and playing ball and not wearing masks, tons of people. So that was great to see. It's New York City, you know, they've had it pretty hard up here. So there's still a little, if you go into the stores, they still make you get the mask above the nose.
Okay.
But that was great to see out there. Now, the other thing is, though, also when I'm driving around, I'm seeing a lot of stores with poor lease that I didn't used to see in New York. Yeah. So that's not good. Or one of our Uber drivers said he doesn't think they're ever going to get back to where they were. We were driving through a little section of Soho, and he said, you know, right here, we couldn't get through here. People were in the streets. The traffic was so bad, we couldn't even drive through here. And when we went through it, there wasn't that many people there. So, yeah, and I just saw a survey, Jeff, that said they surveyed people that are working from home because their company sent them home to work through the COVID. Mm-hmm. The survey asked them if the company forced them to come back to the office, would they do it? And 34% said no.
Yeah.
They wouldn't even go back. They'd find another job to let them stay home.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's just going to be a big change.
Well, I tell you, Carl, I get that. I really do. When this thing first started and we're all saying, oh my gosh, now I have to work from home and what a pain it is. But the reality, for at least for me, is that a year later, I am working remotely. That would be the way I describe it. I've got a standalone building. Everything that I need is here. I cannot envision ever going back to the Radio Factory for more than an occasional meeting.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, I think we're going to see a lot more of that than people may think. And it's going to be a big change in the real estate market.
Well, that's what we should talk a little bit about when you talk about real estate, because if people are working remotely, I mean, they don't even have to be, they don't have to be in the same time zone, right? They'd be anywhere they want. They could be sitting on the beach in Tahiti, and as long as their reports are filed, does anybody really care where their base of operations is?
So I agree. So that was one thing I was thinking about with this survey when people said they wouldn't return. I'm like, well, what are they going to do? But then it just dawned on me, their employer can be anywhere in the world.
Yeah.
So it opened up a huge market for employees to work for almost any company anywhere, just from home. That's going to be a big change.
Exactly. I think that when I take a look at this, and I've seen a lot of these advertisements, especially from the Caribbean, where they're offering tax benefits. They're offering to pay for some people to simply move as an employee. They're not looking to attract the businesses anymore. They're saying to the employees, hey, come down here. We've got world-class internet access. Your expenses will be a third of what they are in the States.
Yeah.
You know, why not?
Yeah, very true. Very true. Our son has an apartment in New York City, and he said it's for the first time he's ever seen it. It's the person that's looking for apartments has the benefit over the landlords.
Wow. Now, is when you say he has an apartment, does he own it, and is he going to try and rent it out?
No, he rents it, so he's looking for a bigger one.
Yeah, well, there you
but
go.
But he's in musical theater, Jeff.
Oh, okay.
So it's not always easy to even pay the bills in that industry. But he's doing okay. He was in a nice show right before COVID hit. They had their opening night, and the next day shut down.
Oh,
that was a bummer.
Oh, that's awful. Oh, no.
Yeah.
Well, is he telling you that the shows are going to be back up and running on Broadway pretty soon?
So the theater he was in?
Yeah.
Closed down permanently.
Oh, no.
So that's the kind of stuff that's just going to be happening that's going to be very surprising, I think, to a lot of people. But he did. He started training and teaching actors and singers online and did just fine. Yeah.
Wow. Well, then maybe he should find the apartment in the Caribbean. Then you'd have some place to go down there.
I'll tell him you mentioned that.
Yeah, please do.
That's good stuff.
You know, let him know I'm available in the event he has an open week sometime. Maybe we can sneak away. Hey, Carlson, let me ask you a question, because you're right up there in New York and you're at Trump Tower. Now, did you say that's not on Wall Street, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, it is.
Wall Street. Oh. Yeah. And actually, I can look out the window here and see the New York Stock Exchange.
So do you ever, and I don't know, I mean, this may be a trade secret, so I don't want you to, you know, expose anything, but while you're up there, do you ever walk over to the stock exchange and just see how it's going or chat with one of the traders coming out and say, hey, you know, are things looking up?
I might.
Oh, okay.
But you can't actually get in there anymore since 9/11. They won't even let people in.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Because it used to be,
unless you're going public.
Yeah, I mean, it used to be almost a tourist attraction. I had a cousin, an uncle, I don't know, whatever, the distant relative, but he had a seat on the exchange, and I can remember eating at the stock exchange. And let me tell you something, the silverware must have, the fork must have weighed 12 pounds. That's how nice it was, you know?
Yeah, it's a gorgeous building, too. Yeah.
All right, so I need you to give some advice here, Carl, because we ask you this every week, as we're getting closer and closer. I mean, at least in theory, the end of the week would have been the old tax deadline, April the 15th. But this year, things are different. What are the quick options for somebody who says, holy moly, I got a couple of weeks left. What do I do? What do they do?
Yeah, so now you can put money into an IRA for the year 2020. And if you look like your taxes are going to be awful high, then you can put it into the one that's deductible. If you're married and filing joint, though, you can't make more than $124,000 to do that.
Okay.
But if you make less than $124,000, you can put money in there and get your tax bill down.
Nice.
But if you make more than that, but still less than $206,000, then you can put money into a Roth IRA.
Okay.
Up to $7,000 if you're over age 50, $7,000. And you can do what's called a spousal IRA. So if your spouse is not working or didn't work last year, but you did, you can put money into their IRA as well.
Oh, wow. I like that.
A lot of good options. Yeah.
What? All right. Now, what if somebody doesn't actually have, quote, an IRA open today? Can they open one?
Yep. So, of course, we can do that for people, but if somebody wanted to do it on their own, you could actually just go online, right, to Vanguard.
Mm-hmm.
That's an easy one. Open up a Vanguard IRA and put some money in there, and off you go.
Okay. Well, I go ahead.
They could come see us.
I was going
to
say
that. Tell them how much to put in, what kind of IRA to put it in, what to invest the money in once it gets in there. It's different for a Roth versus a traditional on the way.
Oh, it absolutely does. And you know, you just did that heavy lifting. You didn't have to. That's exactly what I was going to say. But of course, I'm not standing in Trump Tower on Wall Street, so people may not pay as much attention to me as they do to you. But so Mr. Big Time, now that you're up there, do you still remember your phone number?
Oh, my God. 844-TRUMP.
No. Yeah,
844-Carlson. 844-Carlson. There you go.
All right. And online, of course, carlsonfinancial.com. Well, listen, I hope you and your lovely bride have a wonderful time up there. And we'll look forward to chatting again next week.
Sounds great. Thanks, Jeff.
Thank you, sir. That is Carl Carlson checking in with us from Trump Tower on Wall Street in Manhattan. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.